I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. We have our second guest this week. He is the star of stage and screen. You've seen him in Episodes, Alan Partridge and Green Wing, the Tony nominated Mr. Stephen Mangan.
Hello.
I feel like I should applaud or something.
No, don't applaud.
Why did you bow then?
I don't know. That's what I do. I'm trained.
You were doing the motion for stop.
It's a little drop of the head. I can't help it.
Welcome to Alice's flat.
Yeah, it's very salubrious.
It was pandemonium before you arrived.
Honestly.
What was going on?
I'm so sorry.
It was like, you know, there is an ambulance down the road. And after being in this flat for 5 minutes, I wonder whether it should have come here rather than wherever it went to.
I sliced my finger open.
I broke Alice's dishwasher.
And I made you dinner.
You made me dinner.
And that was the biggest disaster of all.
Is this unusual? Do you do a lot of this?
Podcasts?
Yeah.
I think this is the first one I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
We're taking your podcast virginity.
And that's not because I turned down all the others. You're just the first people who've asked me. So thank you.
Oh, no, well, we're so glad to have you.
I know, I can't wait to see what happens.
I mean, this is it, basically.
Yeah. It's really funny to be here with you around a microphone. It really is.
Is it weird?
Well, it's that...
Do we not live up to...
It's like going back to where you were... What was that line... It felt like he was going back to the childhood home, but everything was different or whatever. But that was about a vagina, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's the same, but different.
It's a bit like that, but not. I love, I mean, I don't know what it is, how Rocky does it.
I know.
Because you think, okay, there's quite a lot of specifics about distance and time. I'll see you in 23 minutes. I've only got 54 minutes of left of my break or whatever, all that sort of stuff. And you think, oh, and then a lot of business minutiae.
Yes.
But then he just always pulls it out of the bag, doesn't he?
There's always a curveball.
The roaming bullets.
Yeah.
Didn't see those coming.
I was saying to Jamie, I think this week's chapter was one of my favourites ever.
It was a great chapter. The Dukes, and a lot of, may I say, tremendous voice work.
Oh, thank you so much, because they give me hell.
Well, and that means a lot coming from you, because it's potentially your area of expertise.
Well, you know, if there's a Dukes table, I'm normally the one called to voice it, because you had a lot of aristos.
I had so many, and, you know, to give them subtle changes,
it's,
you know, you've got to know who's speaking.
It's top draw voice work.
Thank you very much.
That's
I
what
really
I'm
appreciate
I'm here
it.
To tell you. Although I am starting to get... some disturbing images in my mind with some of the characters. Bella, I think, is going a little bit Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel
She's
that?
She's got quite extreme, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had nuance.
I mean, that's not necessarily
with.
A bad thing.
No, I think I get a bit carried away with Bella.
I know what you mean by that Jagger move where he kind of like cocks his head. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And she's just always drunk or high or on something.
Always.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever road test the voices to them before the start of an episode?
No.
So it's all new for you as it goes out?
Unfortunately, yeah.
And how often do you stop the recording and go, listen, we're not having that?
Often. And he just ignores us. Like, Bella, I think, has gone through many changes in her life, and Jamie's reflected that through many voices.
Yeah, Bella has become my spirit animal, very much so. I kind of love her.
But she's not really featured that much, has she? This?
No, have we even seen her?
She got that big promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And that was it?
Yeah.
We haven't seen her since?
Because her last big thing was up in the plane, up in the...
Yeah, that was her.
In the bees.
Yeah.
Oh, the bees. Everyone loves the bees.
What is it about the bees?
You must have seen that, though. You must travel posh class. I mean, you'll have seen the bees.
But I've never been up to the bees.
Okay.
And you don't... It's like they hide the entrance to it. I mean, it is like platform 9 and whatever.
4/8.
Yeah. It is... It is a mystery where they go.
But that's where the phrase the birds and the bees comes from, obviously.
Oh, of yes. Course.
It does.
A little bit of etymology for people to enjoy there.
Yeah.
The other voice that is the Duchess.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is, I'm getting Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Duchess.
It's my best Alec Guinness. Thank you very much.
It's like use the lube. It's very like use the force.
This isn't the dildo you're looking for.
You must use the loop.
Yeah,
I'm getting a bit of like, yeah, Alec Guinness mixed with John Gielgud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. If you go any deeper, we won't be able to hear it.
It is the deepest voice I do, and it's probably the most salacious lady in the book. So,
yeah, she is.
The weird thing is, though, Belinda's voice is and has always been your voice.
That actually isn't true. There's a subtlety in Belinda's voice. It's like half an octave higher, and the intonation's different.
She doesn't really say anything of interest, though.
She doesn't say anything at all, does she? I mean, her clit talks more than she does, to be honest.
She has been blinking a lot this book, I've noticed. There's been more blinks.
Ramped up
per
the blinking.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's almost like he knows what he's doing. Almost.
I love him. I'm just amazed. He's quite obsessed by royalty, isn't he?
I think wants upper to classes. Be, yeah, I think he's kind of angling for an honour, is what I think.
Oh, you think it's all a part of a plan to get a gong?
Maybe.
Oh, the Sir Queen's Rocky Flintstone. Oh my God.
For services to business pornography.
There can't be many people vying for that one.
No. That's a pretty niche market, Rocky. I wish you all the best.
Do you have any inns? Do you have any royal connections?
Yeah, no, Irish. No, none at all. We won't. No.
Have you ever met any of them?
We weren't allowed to speak the name. Yes, I have met a few of them, yeah.
Oh, who? Ciara Montague.
I met Ciara Montague. I met Prince Charles and Camilla.
Oh, well, yeah. That's very good.
If I'd known that Rocky was angling for a gong, I could have had a word.
That would have been the prime time.
Yeah.
Slipped him into conversation.
You know that Prince Charles listens to this podcast.
You know
he does. He does. Of course he does.
What makes you so sure?
I just know.
It's something he said.
He plays it to the plants in the garden of Kensington Palace.
Well, I've heard the Queen has a bit of a dirty sense of humour herself.
Really?
Yeah.
There goes your honour.
No, I've heard she's a bit... She likes a bit of a... cheeky laugh sometimes.
But there's a difference in cheeky laugh and optional nipple clamps.
I don't think Liz is listening to the podcast, James.
But if she is, good evening, Your Majesty.
Well, you're rubbing shoulders with them, so next time that you're with, Fergie, just mention it.
Now she listens.
Oh,
all that toe-sucking, my God. She loves it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? She's got them all alphabeticised. They're all downloaded. The manuscripts. She's literally a character from these books.
Yeah.
She's slightly weird and inappropriate, but fun as well. You kind of like her, but you'd want to...
And she was the Duchess of York.
Yes.
So maybe she is the inspiration of the Duchess.
You know, you may laugh at Rocky for some of the... Well, for some of the more... But, the royal family... I mean, he was caught saying that he wishes he was a tampon in Camilla, didn't he?
Who did?
Prince Charles.
What?
Yeah, he was recorded saying that.
What?
No.
Yes. It's a matter of record. Go and look it up.
Do we need to say allegedly or is that...
No, it's...
Did you record him saying that when you
I recorded him saying that. Or is it a dream I had last night?
Hang on, what? He said that he wanted to be a tampon inside...
Yes.
Camilla.
Yeah. Absolutely. And of course, Fergie with the toe sucking. So it's not really a big leap, is it?
It really isn't.
No.
I'm floored by that revelation.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think it was part of the whole phone hacking scandal, which of course was terribly wrong. But occasionally threw up a nugget like that. If I could say it in those
terms. Whose phone are you leaving that message on? Hi, I just calling to say I want to be a tampon inside Camilla. Anyway, see you later.
If you could get back to me post-haste.
I think it was to her phone. I don't think he was saying...
It wasn't to his private secretary on holiday.
Bob, listen.
When I get
Prince
back.
Charles here. You know what I want to be?
So well fit.
I hate to say it, but there are other things that go inside vaginas other than tampons. I mean, this is all old news to other people, but this is just like, I'm just thinking it through.
Well, it's Rocky-esque and it's slightly inappropriateness and managing to swerve away from sexy. An area of slight mild concern.
Least sexy analogy.
Do you understand what... Oh, never mind, Prince Charles.
Oh, God.
We'll delete that message before anyone else hears it.
Dare we ask where you listen and when you listen?
I listen anywhere, really. It's, I hate to use the word, but it's seeped into every area of my life. I have a one-year-old, I have a few children. My one-year-old, I caught myself the other day humming, not singing. Yeah. And I thought, where have I heard? Oh, no. So, yeah, it does permeate.
That could be damaging.
Could be, couldn't it?
Don't sing the Monster Prick song to your
listen,
baby.
Listen, luckily it was without words, but one day...
Does your wife listen?
No, she doesn't. She's like, no, where are you going tonight? I was like, some people do a podcast about a porn thing that one of their dad has written. She's like, what? I said, bye. Explain later. And also, I do wish you wouldn't refer to him as dad when you're doing the podcast.
Oh, sorry. Rocky only.
Just Rocky, because it just that weirdness of it strikes home.
You know the show's called My Dad Wrote a Porn.
I know. I know, but I try and... Because I feel... I don't know.
Do you feel uncomfortable about it?
A bit.
Yeah.
You should see his email, Stephen, honestly. His email... he's done an email signature, to be fair, which is...
That's advanced.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but his email signature is... An author as good as Shakespeare, Michael Sheen, as a direct quote.
Is there any areas he hasn't dared to write about yet? You know,
well,
is there something he wants to, you know, because he seems very free and easy with his prose.
I've never discussed it with him, but there is one thing that he's never, ever gone near. I don't want to say it in front of you because it's...
Is it rude?
It's anal.
Right.
No, really?
Such a somber face.
But that
I was an altar boy, you know. I feel like I need to go to church. Yeah.
But that's the one thing he's never really...
I love that you meant, does he have an agenda? Does he want to say something? Are there any big messages that he's trying to get across? Anal.
Well,
I'm just saying, it's an erotic novel. He's never gone near that orifice.
He's never gone tradesman's, no. He has a style of his own, doesn't he?
Yes,
he
really very much does. So.
I sometimes wonder whether he's actually incredibly thorough. And he's written it all out, and the whole thing makes absolute logical sense. And it's on sheets of A4 in his office. And then someone's opened the door, and a draft has blown away like 2/3 of the pieces of paper. But he's gone, I sod it, that'll do. Because the jumps sometimes are. Whether that or he's on ketamine. It has that slightly kind of like, you're following? I'm following. I'm with you, Rocky. What? Where now?
Also, yeah. I think you're right in that. He could be one of those writers, you know, when people write dialogue, say for drama or comedy, and they put in every and every R, and it's very important, like where you land on what word, and they're very particular. Maybe all these things that we laugh at, all these mistakes, they're there on purpose.
There's an element of mystery. There's an element of like, we may never get to the bottom of this in our lifetime.
Yes.
But this will keep mankind busy on the literary front for millennia to come. And people will be just... Yeah, you know, there'll be a museum, there'll be it'll be an area of scholar. Well, that doesn't make sense. An area of
squalor, yeah.
Of squalor. So,
that's the pavilion. You've been there too.
Will, and a themed like a sort of Dollywood kind of theme park.
Well, that's his dream, you know.
Oh, is it?
In Tooting. Yeah. He's in already scouted.
I don't know what a plot of land he's
going
for.
He wants to remove the Beck.
And now I've got to imagine him giving out those love eggs as you go in. And then him sitting with loads of dials up in a thing. Women all over the park are being convulsed.
They call you for dinner time.
Yeah.
Your meal's ready. Oh, my God.
I was disappointed with the love eggs. I hope the way he threw in the blue semen with Jim Sterling, that little extra bonus package, I thought the love eggs would do something else.
I did too.
Get Radio 4 on them. You know, that, I think, was my lowest/highest moment on this podcast, was Jim's reveal... of the flaky penis.
Oh my God.
With the skin hitting the floor.
Yeah, that was the pits, wasn't
stuck
it?
In her teeth.
Yeah, stuck in
I
her
mean,
teeth.
I mean, honestly, the most repulsive thing you've ever...
Stephen Mangan's slow nods.
My dad wrote these books to turn people on.
Yeah.
Who's being turned on by that?
Stephen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But has there ever been a point you've been like, hang on, this is getting sexy?
Because sometimes, James, you say, like, actually, this is quite
you're
raunchy.
The biggest
sometimes
fan, I
get a semi, okay?
Do you know what? I think it's like if you ever go to a big sporting event, you know, that's occasionally you glimpse the stadium in the distance, but then he always takes you off down another back passage. And you never arrive at the venue as far as the erotica goes. I mean, you do see in the distance.
Yeah, I know what you
mean.
But
then you get the nipples... But then he, you know, compares them to rivets on the Titanic, and it's always a segue into something a little bit
or
weird.
You get to it and you're travelling at 150 miles an hour, so you just whiz past it and it'll be like, that was the sex. Right. There it was.
Yeah.
Looking in the rearview mirror, There it was.
Now, who have you got in mind? What sort of look are we talking about with the Dutch? I haven't got a mental image of her, what she looks like.
I think like Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, that's my benchmark.
Or like Helen Mirren. Like, right,
okay.
Quite regal looking, but yeah, got to be a bit sexy.
Who would you like to be?
The thing is, I play a lot of, you know, not baddies, but, you know, people who are hard to like. Mm. So right. I'd probably be cast as Sir James Godwin or someone like that if I was, if I was a bit older. But the men are not as fully fleshed out as the women often.
Well, indeed.
Apart from the little small man who...
The smallest man dressed in black.
Smallest man dressed in black who applied gaffer tape to every inch of her body.
Everyone's obsessed with him.
I've had a lot of mics put on in my time and no one has ever gone round my neck under both my boobs.
Well, they're clearly doing it wrong.
I am furious that I've missed out on this opportunity.
Well, you can be the smallest man dressed in black if you want.
The smallest man dressed in black is because he's like he's almost like a Alice in Wonderland type character.
Yeah,
he's come, where does he come from? Where does he go to?
Why is he so small?
He just comes out, people take their clothes off. He straps tape all over them, lassos them.
And what's his name? Because he runs on stage.
Alfie.
Yeah. Alfie Small.
And he has that feeling like he's emerged from somewhere and no one knows where, and no one ever saw him again. What smallest man in black?
He lives under the stage.
Yeah.
Nobody called Alfie works here. No.
And Charity, was it Chiara? What was her name?
Chiara Montague.
Chiara Montague. That's a great name.
How
I had to look
real
it up.
Name?
It is an Italian name. I looked it up.
I know. I looked it up, and I think I said at the time that it was a made up name. It's a real name.
Was it her? Did she was the one that gritted her pussy, or was that? Is that
someone gritted her pussy?
She did grit her pussy
because of those damned eggs.
That sounds like it's going to snow. She's worried. People are going to have trouble down there.
The tread went years ago on that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you have hopes and dreams for Belinda?
Yeah, only that she doesn't get a disease.
Well,
come on.
We're all keeping our fingers crossed about that one.
And that, please, dear God, she showers at some point in these books.
Dips herself in bleach every now and again. I mean, give yourself a, you know, a spring clean once in a while.
What did Tom Jones say, that he used to put two caps of something really horrid in his bath, like after he'd had a really...
sordid encounter.
A really sordid encounter. Just like, it was something really horrible, like...
TCP or something.
Yeah, like two caps of toilet duck and like would just carry on.
It's just this, there is, it is, for a book in which nothing really happens a lot of the time, there's a lot of minutiae, isn't there?
He can paint a picture. I think that's what we've learned throughout these books.
And the A24 got a mention this year. Meet in 23 minutes. There's a number. He's got a number brain.
He does.
And also there's quite a lot of slidey doors that reveal. He's fond of that, isn't he? It's quite Harry Potter. I mean, it's quite what he's got in common with J.K. Rowling, I would say, is that things are not always what they
please
seem.
Please don't compare him to more great authors. Jeez. You'll be on his signature in a minute. The J.K. Rowling of porn.
I love as the quote, Stephen though, Merkin. It'll be, the thing that he has in common with J.K. Rowling, ... and that's it. It's like, we never said what.
Is that there are doors in his novels.
Well, he does love Bond. He does love those slightly magical worlds, doesn't he, as well?
Yeah, he does. And also he
are
loves...
Are those his influences? Are those his...
Huge. Right. Yeah. But he also loves DIY. And he's very handy.
Is he?
He's a handy man. Well, he was a builder for many years.
Oh, right.
So he actually loves constructing houses and
secret
doorways
rooms.
And secret rooms. Yeah, God knows what he's built in the past.
Yeah, what it could be in
houses.
Your house.
Yeah, what's in your house?
What's he done?
Oh, my God.
You need to pull every big cock you find on the wall.
Every mounted dildo
if a panel
will
slides open.
Flush every toilet the wrong way.
Yes, that was an ingenious. I mean, that's
quite clever.
Where does that come from?
I imagine Rocky could do a bit of plumbing 101.
Oh, very good at plumbing. Although once he insisted on not calling a plumber and flooded the entire house
with effluence.
And my mum was like, "For God's sake, Rocky!" Because they have a very interesting relationship. It's been my dad penning pornography that has actually brought my parents closer together, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think my mum's finally realised that he's mad.
Oh, I see.
And that actually, all those years, she thought he was just difficult.
Right.
Turns out, no, he's just demented.
But mad in a you know, sexy, sweet way.
Oh, yeah, very endearing, of course.
All right.
Well, I was going to say in a nice way, but then I thought there's actually quite a lot of filthy sex involved.
But. Yeah. Well, no, but you guys are a big fan of my dad.
Of course.
Yeah, not his work, but of the man behind the work.
Does he talk to you about his work? I imagine that would be
at weird. Length.
He really tries to spoil it all the time. He's like, wait till you see what happens in chapter 8. It's like, Rocky, like, we want to hear it as we go.
And then you get there and you're like, what was he talking about? What was the big highlight of this chapter?
So it's Father's Day coming up in the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. On Sunday.
Oh, so excited.
You're a father.
I am.
Have you been inspired to do what Rocky's done?
No. I could say, put my hand on my heart, on any other part of my body, and say no. It's never occurred to me to write fictional business porn.
No.
No.
Well, that's taken now.
Don't get me wrong. I am delighted that he did, because he's enhanced my life, and I'm sure the lives of a lot of people. He's brought great joy to me. But no.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much indeed.
I'm shutting it down immediately. Don't even bring it up again.
What he's done, I think it's what they talk about, J.K. Rowling again, but what they talk about her is that she's a world builder. You know, she builds entire universes that are coherent and make sense and are new. And I think immersive. Rocky's kind of done that.
He has.
Because it's, even though it's kind of naturalistic, it's not at all. It's got its own atmosphere,
and
flavour.
And he can create a character like, honestly, no one I've ever met.
Yeah.
I mean, because these characters are there for approximately 4 paragraphs.
Yeah.
And they are so indelible. You just want to hang out with them or run away from them. But
your characterization helps, if I may say.
Thank you very
well, it
much.
Does.
Well, that's grown as the show's grown. Because at the beginning, I didn't do any voices. And I felt that I was cheating.
I want an evening with... where you come out and do a one-man show and you tell it all through characters. You're never yourself. You just turn away from the audience for a minute and then you come back and you're the Duchess and you turn away again and you're the smallest black man.
Some little vignettes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, something really like funny but moving as well. Oh. Like you take us really inside these characters.
The pathos within.
The pathos and the pain that they feel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a...
It's a one-man show in there.
Let's talk.
The 101 faces of Jamie Morton sort of thing. Yeah.
You know, like, you sometimes write something down and you think, what's in my head I haven't managed to really convey with the written word. And I wonder if he's fully... You know, if we've got 100% of what he wanted us to get, or whether there's worlds behind what he's written.
Well, he used to work in sales, like back in the day, back when.
Well,
was
we can tell that because his knowledge is extensive and comprehensive.
Don't joke. He genuinely thinks it is.
It is. I mean, I assume. I don't know anything about sales, but
he's always like, "This is what the business world is like, Jimmy." Whenever I question anything, he's like, "You don't get it. You haven't worked in business, and neither is James, and neither is Alice." I'm like, okay, thank you, Dad, for that lecture on why you're the best writer in the world, and we're clearly wrong in critiquing a little bit.
It's the ketamine.
That's the come down.
That's what it is. It's not a human mind in some ways that I recognise. I mean, he's obviously human, but it's not. And his mind works in ways that no one I've ever met, their mind works in that way. And that's what's intriguing about it. It's almost like it's been written by someone's done an algorithm on a computer or something.
Yeah.
Because all the ingredients are in there.
And it's English.
Somehow it doesn't...
It's not cohesive.
Yeah.
It doesn't
it's
connect,
not human.
Does it?
Stop saying it's not human.
It just doesn't make sense. Emotional sense.
Yeah, it's like it's a stage removed, isn't it, from what we're feeling and thinking.
Yeah.
He's on a different plane.
No one behaves in the way that I have encountered people behaving.
No.
But also, and I know I'm always the Flintstonian defender and whatever, but I do think that if you, say, watched a porn movie, they don't act normal either.
No, they
this
don't.
This is an erotic novel. It's not meant to be, you know...
You ever seen me act? I don't act normally either. I mean, I'm not saying I'm an expert in that, what's normal. But what's joyful is the three of you reacting to it, because you react in a way that we all it's can normal. Understand to this thing that we can't understand and don't really get.
Mm.
I think that's what it is. If you just read it, it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work, way. Right, exactly. This is why my dad sold four books. They are available to buy.
Much to his disgust.
Also, some people would disagree with you and want me and Alice out the door immediately and find this incredibly irritating. They were like, why can't it just be an audiobook?
I mean, if Judi Dench is reading a book, I wouldn't want you all sitting around interrupting her every 36
effing
seconds.
And jeffing all over her. And it's Dame Judi to you all. Okay?
I would love to have Judi Dench read these books, though.
Well, I mean, if the screenplay ever gets, you know, she would get it greenlit, so she's the one who takes you first. Her box office.
I mean, my God.
I know.
We'd be going straight to Hollywood.
After you all just said that she's not sexy enough to play the Duchess.
Well, yeah, but the Duchess isn't the right part for her.
No. Yeah, I think she could maybe play Betty Wilkes or Vicky Woods.
That's true. That's you know, not a bad show.
Because they could be any age.
Yeah.
And
she could play all the 20,000 women at the O2.
It'd be like the poster for being John Malkovich.
Exactly. With her 20,000 dentures. It's not a big part, but there's 20,000 of you.
Just computer regenerated everywhere.
Oh, and God. You get a walk.
I'd love to see the behind the scenes, you know, when they showed you how they made Jurassic Park back in the day and they were like, we've just duped them all over.
Yeah. Judi Dench in a green suit with like dots on her.
It would be an expensive film though, because you'd have to hire the O2 for a start.
So well, exactly.
You get down there, you'd get 20,000 extras, and then the speech only lasts about 14 seconds,
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
it? And then she's off again.
But you can do all that on a computer.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine. You don't need to go to the O2. They'll build that after.
Yeah, but I feel like if we're going to make this film, it needs to be made in the old way.
Like a
real sets. Yeah, yeah. I want to have real sets. I don't want to have just like green screen everything.
No, 2-hour lunches.
Yeah.
People refusing to come out of their trailers.
Amazing catering. I want it all.
Yeah. That's not the old school. That's a Mangum production right there.
Joan Collins has got to be in it.
Right. Yes!
She's got to be, hasn't she? Got to be.
Have you gotten in?
Yeah, we've anywhere with a swing, she's there. You've seen her early work. She's there. We can get her. Don't worry about that.
When you audition for things, do you have to do chemistry tests?
I have done, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, just see if you hate each other or not, basically.
Oh.
Well, you know, you get into rooms sometimes and it just doesn't work. I mean, I did a thing recently.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
This chemistry test has been going on for an hour and a half.
He's edging out of the room.
I did a thing for Sky recently. I had two wives and I had to audition with various actresses to see if we look like we could be married. Because sometimes you put people together and you go, they could never be married.
Yeah.
You would never put them together, and sometimes you can't tell until you get them in the same room.
Mm.
But sometimes you can tell because... Like, no offence, but sometimes someone's really punching above their weight.
Yeah.
In a real marriage, you mean?
Well, normally, in TV and film, you're like, come on.
Well, to be fair, it's normally the bloke punching above his weight.
Yeah.
In fact, this Sky series is a perfect example, because I'm married to Heather Graham in it.
Oh, my God.
Which I thought made a lot of sense. She's punching above her weight. Old Heather.
For the benefit of the tape, Stephen Mangan just downed his wine.
Yeah.
Lad.
With my small finger in the air as I did it as well. There you go. That's how you drink wine.
I think we were supposed to say, that is a perfect match.
Everyone will believe it. I cannot wait for the success of the show.
Exactly. But if you don't get on and find each other annoying, it rarely works.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the judge of it.
Yeah.
On that note, goodbye, Stephen Mangan.
Literally will be the judge of it.
Interview terminated.
You'll be hearing from Rocky in the morning. Just saying.
He's not worried about that though, is he, Rocky? Everybody has chemistry with Belinda. Like, apparently everybody wants to shag Belinda.
Exactly.
But there's nothing there with Belinda.
No.
Is there? There's no personality. There's no...
No. She's utterly vacuous.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's an empty vessel.
But she's kind of...
She's just filled at every opportunity.
I think she's a really interesting character because of that. Like, she's probably quite an empty person. Like, maybe there is a real... journey for us to go on with Belinda, and we just haven't even scratched the surface yet.
But she's quite robust because she's quite empty. Like, she kind of nothing is
nothing phases her.
She's hard as nails.
Yes, yeah. She just is fine with everything.
Yeah, she doesn't shut the door and weep, does she?
No,
there's no self doubt.
Not at all.
There's no reflection. No,
everything's 2D.
It's not an examined life, is it?
There's no soul searching going
there's
on
none,
there.
Is there? No. You could hit her on the head with a wok and she wouldn't react.
She's like, thank you. Do you want a kiss?
God, she's the most obtuse woman ever written. I love her.
So was this, do we think, her first proper job? Because she's only 26.
She's 26? She's 29.
29. Not that your first proper job's at 26, but like her first...
You don't just walk into pots and pans without a bit of experience.
You don't think?
Even with her, you know, huge breasts that have always been thrown out of a bra.
I actually know where her last job was.
Oh, really?
How do you know this?
Because my dad told me once. Well, actually, my dad once wrote her CV and sent it to me, and I was like, why have you sent me Melinda Blumenthal's CV? She doesn't exist.
And, It was
honestly complete with like references and things. And her last job was in Typhoid Crockery Holdings.
What?
Typhoid Crockery Holdings.
Typhoid?
Typhoid's a disease,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a really horrible disease.
Yeah.
You get from overflown toilets.
Which is what you want to think of when you buy your pots and pans.
Your dinner plates, apparently.
Yeah. So she was in crockery and she's made the big jump to pots and pans.
They're quite different markets and quite different products.
So what is it? Typhoid Crockery Service.
Holdings.
Holdings.
Holdings is good.
That definitely sounds like somewhere that Watchdog would investigate.
Yeah.
Doorstepping.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it sounds like the East India Company or something.
Oh, back like a, historical institution.
Yeah. Typhoid Crockery Holdings.
Oh, I bet she was so sweet and innocent before.
What, in crockery?
As pure as the crockery.
As fine as the bone china.
Yeah, you do worry about her.
Do you?
And
no,
her name,
don't worry.
Belinda Blumenthal as well.
Yeah.
What's that? I mean, it's quite a Jewish name, isn't it?
It is, but I think my dad was inspired by Heston Blumenthal, the chef.
Oh.
That's where I think that's come from. I mean, I haven't asked him.
I don't think he knows it's a Jewish name. I don't think he knows the...
Yeah, because he does mix it up, doesn't he? Like Chiara, it's Chiara Montague. It's a very obtuse Italian name with wherever Montague's from. Certainly not from Chianti.
What does this say?
Oh, that's a topless ride. That's the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, topless ride.
And it's quite a good chapter title. It's quite vague. It's like, what does it mean?
Well, we're in horsey country, aren't we? So it's got to be a horse ride. And the Duchess turns the dial. And the now roamed eggs, you know, found their way up into Belinda's brain. She's now controlling her with the remote control love eggs. And she forces her to remove her top. Am I right?
Do you know what? You may be right, but you'll have to wait till next week.
Oh, curses.
Rocky might surprise you with where he goes.
I've given up a long time ago trying to predict where the story will go next from a title or from anything.
Well,
up until the last word, this could go anywhere.
Exactly.
We could take a turn that no one in the history of humanity has foreseen.
Well, Stephen Mangan, you told your wife you popped out to buy some milk. You should probably go.
You got any milk I can borrow?
Thank you so, so much for joining us. It's been really fun.
My absolute pleasure.
Dissecting the world of my demented father.
It's a beautiful thing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.